Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to speak with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning a mastitis challenge that we generally face during the summer months. As the weather gets warmer, bacteria tend to multiply a lot quicker. One of those bacteria that we're concerned about in the dairy industry is E. coli. That's the type of bacteria that when we see this type of mastitis in our cattle, the cattle generally get very sick. The reason for that is that these particular bacteria do release endotoxins. These bacteria are found in the environment, so as we think about summertime, one of the issues we have is heat stress, and during periods of heat stress, cattle generally like to seek wet areas to lay. So if you're giving animals access to ponds or creeks, whether they be lactating cows or dry cows, it is important to recognize that we increase our chances of animals contacting these E. coli bacteria as they go to these wet areas to lay. Even in our freestall barns, they will tend to seek out a wet area to lay there. So trying to keep the barns as clean as possible during the summer months is a very important part of trying to control the incidences of E. coli mastitis in your dairy herd. Second thing we can do is we can vaccinate the animals. This would be a vaccine like something called J5. It's specific for this type of bacteria, and it does help control it in our herds. And if an animal does come down with E. coli mastitis, generally have less of a severe reaction to the bacteria. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.